Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm Viata, your host, and we are so excited to be back for part two of Breast Cancer 101. We're giving you a spiritual perspective here, and we hope that you're being enlightened and that this show is educating you to a place of newness, a place of renewing your mind. I am currently waiting for my co-host to get on the air. We had a little glitch earlier, but in the meantime, I will go ahead and read our disclaimer over the air because we are providing you with information about your body, your temple, your universe, and sometimes the systems of the world get confused, and so we want to make sure there's no confusion here. And we're going to just remind you that this show is not intended to replace professional medical advice, that it is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases. It is primarily for educational purposes only. So if you do have a serious medical condition, always seek a professional medical person who you can talk to face to face. Proceed listening to this show at the risk of becoming totally enlightened. So as I wait for my co-host to join me, I'm going to go ahead and get right into the show. We have so much information. I just hope we have enough time. We really need an hour to present to you what we have want to cover today, but we'll give it a shot. We want to review, first of all, last week. If you missed the show, of course you can go and listen to the archived show. But in the meantime, last week we talked about the very complex nature of the woman's breast, or the sacred place that's called women's breast. Kara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Kara has joined us now. Thank you, Kara. We had a little glitch there. Welcome, Kara. How are you?
I am excellent. I am excellent. Did you do the disclaimers yet?
Yes, we did the disclaimer. We're going to do a summary now. We're in the reviewing last week's show. We want anyone who's listening for the first time to just get a quick review of what we talked about last week when we introduced the subject of Breast Cancer 101, a very spiritual perspective. So without further ado, let's get right into the show. How's your week been, Kara?
It has been excellent. You know, everything with me is excellent. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love your positive attitude. Don't change that positive, bright, singing attitude.
Hallelujah.
And this is a serious subject in many ways, but we can make light of it when we realize how awesome this temple is and how awesome we as eternal beings are. And my nature is to be more serious than have humor. And so it's always nice when I can bring up the humor in any topic or any conversation I have. And Kara is here to help me because she always has a sense of humor, right?
Yes.
So last week we talked about this complex nature of the breast, the symbols of nourishment, nurturing, caring, as well as sexuality and desirability. And this room of the house, this room of the universe, this room of this nation, this building we call the human body, is a very detailed, organized system that has a pathway from the brain to express problems when we are worried about the nest, our home, through the glands in the breast. We talked about German New Medicine last week and how it is the science behind understanding why the breast respond to a nest or home worry or any worry about the family. And then we have the ducts in the breast that carry the milk to the nipple. Why do the breasts respond to separation or death of a loved one? If a child is torn from the breast of a person or of the mother, then the breasts respond with a swollen or inflamed ducts. So there's a program working in this university we call the human body. And it's programmed from the womb. When we are knit together in our mother's womb, the Creator, the divine hands, they create a stress response on three levels of our being, and that's on the brain level, the psyche level, and the organ. Depending on the content of your trauma or your conflict or your stress, then Dr. Hammer's German New Medicine proves that there is a response first in the brain, in a particular area of the brain, say the cerebellum, and then the brain receives the message that there's a stress in the womb or the stress in separation or death of someone. So the emotion there might be shock or fear. And so the breast is going to respond in that particular case because of the separation or death of a loved one or the nest worry. And that's important for you ladies out there to be aware of, so that when you experience death, when you experience separation, when you experience stress in your household, in your nest, just being aware that you want to process that stress, process that fight or flight reaction. And so too many times, though, we're finding that women are turning to their doctors because they don't know what's going on. And then the doctor has an answer for you. The doctor has an answer for you. And most times that doctor is going to follow the teachings he received in the medical schools.
Absolutely.
And at this point, we know what that is. We know that the usual choice is to cut, burn, or poison. That means surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And Kara and I are talking about, why is it that some of us choose that route, the suffering route of cut, burn, and poison, and some of us just have a mind renewal when we have had these feelings in our breast? We renew the mind. We start meditating. We start praying. We start wondering what's going on in this awesome universe. Why is it that some of us feel responsible by going to a medical physician and submitting to their answer to the changing of cells in the breast, and why some of us say that's totally irresponsible?
I think Vieta, is that the cancer is looked at as an enemy. And I want to ask you, should we look at any scenario of this disease as an enemy?
I think only if you don't understand the university within you. Only if you don't understand that the trillions of cells in your body are very intelligent, and that everything that occurs in the body is occurring because the command center, the mind or the brain, has transmitted a message through hormones, through neurotransmitters, that there's something wrong, there's something out of order, there's a conflict, there's something out of alignment with the Creator's love. So you and I would consider it totally irresponsible in that case to go to a medical person and say, cut my breast off, or go ahead and poison my blood, or go ahead and produce radiation or more radiation to create more tumor cells. But a person who, I think, from my experience of being in the health food store and listening to thousands of people running from that medical system, you begin to understand their stresses, their emotional conflicts, and their traumas, and their relationship conflicts that are going on in their life that are creating the disease and the illness.
Yes, I agree. And let me say this. One of the things, too, that we have understood is the spirit of fear.
Fear.
When the spirit of fear comes upon us, it makes us, we're not conscious in what we want to do. And so we have known not to harbor the spirit of fear. you know, as students of the scripture tells us, fear not, because the Most High will help us. That's a promise. And so we need to just look and see what has caused this disease in my body. And if, like I said last week, if we're honest, we will see that there's some conflict that is happening. And that conflict can go back for years. And it's been there, and it's been sitting there. It's stagnant, and the energy is out of whack, or aura is out of whack. And so we develop this disease. And so we are here to bring consciousness to the global family regarding any illness at all, not only in cancer, but any illness that has come upon us. It is caused from some emotional disconnect that is happening within our being. Correct?
Yes, and of course we have even some science to back that up, because there is a woman by the name of Candace Pert. She's a research professor at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C., and she wrote a very interesting book called The Molecules of Emotion, Why You Feel the Way You Feel. And I want to just read a quote from her book, which really sums up the root cause of diseases and illnesses in our body. She says, when emotions are expressed, biochemicals are flowing freely. That's your neurotransmitters, your hormones. When you're talking about your anger, when you're talking about your fear, then those biochemicals flow freely. And all systems in your university, in your body, in your nation are united and made whole, she says. But when emotions are repressed or denied, not allowed to be flowing, then our network pathways get blocked, stopping the flow of vital, feel-good, unifying chemicals that run both our biology and our behavior.
Okay.
So it brings...
Am I to understand that it's okay to be angry? Okay to feel angry.
Who created the anger? It's an emotion that balances out the peace and the love. There's the yin and the yang. There's the acid and the alkaline, which we talked about, the pH. There's always in nature a balancing out of forces, and it's not that anger is necessarily bad. We talk, there's a dichotomy, this double thinking that it's got to be bad or good or evil or so on. But actually, nature demonstrates these principles all the time, which is why to heal or prevent something, we have to be in touch with nature, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely.
So this quote from a doctor who studies physiology and biophysics is so important to understand why disease shows up when we've repressed the emotions. Think about the childhood you went through, especially boys. Their mothers are telling them, don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about. Or don't cry, that's a sissy, don't be a sissy. Or you don't need to cry, what are you crying about? So all those years of not crying, of not shedding tears, has been repressed. And all the systems are not united. They're not made whole, because you were naturally made to express your emotions and then move back into alignment with the love and compassion of the Creator who wove you together in the womb with love. We always have to get back to the love and compassion. That is our sole purpose. That is how we heal from everything, is to get back to the womb experience of love, purpose, compassion, forgiveness. And so we have tools. We want to bring out three very important tools for healing and preventing the breast dis-ease. And when I say dis-ease, it's a separation, a temporary separation or a temporary loss of comfort. When we are in comfort and peace and love and joy and harmony, we don't think about any disease or illness. But when we have a conflict in our life, a trauma that occurs, and those emotions of fear show up, it's not that we want to run to a medical system necessarily. Some of us need to do that. But think about this, my ladies, especially the ladies. If you have a condition in your breast that is telling you something is not right, something is out of order, are you showing love when you cut it out and submit to chemotherapy and radiation? Is that showing love to your body or fear? Are you responding in fear?
Well, let me answer on behalf of the global family. I'm thinking that for me, I know that that would not be showing love, because it's just like if you're in the home, you have the mother, the father, and you have the three brothers or two sisters, and let's say one died. Then the whole family grieves because one of the family members is missing, right? And so
yes.
It is when you have the whole body that is knitted together and you have this synergy of operations, awesome operations going on that the Creator has put within us. And so when we take this part off, then, of course, it caused the rest of the body to mourn. You know,
yes.
There's a loss that has been suffered because of that disconnect.
But the loss is only a shift in manifestation, because depending on your beliefs, and everyone, that's why we have conflicts and discussions and conversations, because everyone does not grow up with the same belief system and perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of death as not a loss, but a shifting of the individual soul into an invisible realm, then that actually, that spirit, that soul is going to be helping you in different ways. That soul is going to be speaking and communicating with you in different ways if you have that belief system, if you are open to understanding the celestial beings, the universal energy, the Creator's dimensions that we may or may not be aware of. So death is not the end so much as the beginning of a different manifestation of that individual. I know for me, when I challenge the fear that shows up when something is wrong in my body, every time I challenge that fear and choose to love my body with essential oils, love my body by eating more vegetables and fruit, every time my cells reward me with more strength, more health.
Well, hallelujah.
They are not looking. These cells are so intelligent. They know the difference between love of essential oils, the vibration of essential oils, the vibration of pure water, the vibration of good food, of positive thoughts, of prayer and meditation. These cells are so sensitive to that, because it's a communication system working in our university, the human body. And when we choose in our mind to bless the cells with nourishing, empowering elements, they reward us. They rewarded me with more strength and more healing and more peace in my body. Have you experienced that before, Kara?
That has been my experience as well. But let's touch on prevention and healing. We want
yes.
to talk about living in the moment and not living in the past, and recognizing that relationships. We're going to touch on the meaning of relationship and think of the ship that's come to port and has docked, and when the ship is ready, it leaves. And so sometimes the relationships that we have are not to last forever, and the person may come to our lives just for a period of time and then move on, because they're here to help us with our corrections and the things that we have to work on. But we have not been taught that. We go to the altar and we say, until death do us pass. And that is not in the scripture, as a matter of fact. But until death, I mean, until the love lasts, until love lasts. In another manuscript, the Messiah said, until love lasts. Because when love is gone, there is nothing to draw from, nothing. And we stay there, and we're just in the humdrums of life, and there's nothing to come and boost us and to give us that life that we need to move on from day to day. And so we just suffer, and we have resentments, and we have desires to go, and we stay, and all these emotions are going on, and we or energy field become out of whack. So if we can understand that some relationships are not forever, and if a person, I say, if a person wants to leave, the person needs to leave. Nobody needs to be with a person who does not want to be with them. That is my take on that.
So a better phrase to use for marriage or relationships might be spiritual partnerships. That's a phrase and a book, the name of a book that promotes the idea of two people coming together to grow together spiritually. And when one or the other does not no longer want to grow spiritually, then it may be time for that couple or that relationship to end. Ship leaves the relation and a new relation begins and a new start. So that's one of the awareness or consciousness thoughts we want to leave with you today on healing and preventing, because being aware that partnerships, relationships are important, they're going to be there, they're going to be broken, and the traumas or conflicts that are disturbing your peace or oneness with the Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh in your DNA, we talked about a couple of weeks ago about in every cell of our body are the Hebrew letters, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, which stand for hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, which are the elements that make up the whole universe, part of this, the major elements.
Yes, and isn't that the name of the creator, Yod-Heh Vav-Heh, the tetragrammaton?
Yahuwah or Yahweh. How we pronounce those letters. So those letters, when you become conscious of that, that's another level of healing and prevention in the matter of diseases. And then a second tool for healing and handling your stress, being aware that you're going to have stress, you're going to have conflicts in relationships. My favorite tool is EFT, or emotional freedom techniques. I call it tapping into the kingdom. I am, in fact, an EFT practitioner, and this tool is so important to tap into your body meridians to help you move the energy from acid, from fear, from hate and anger to love, compassion, forgiveness of the self first. So if you struggle with forgiving or moving from the fear, then I am ready to assist you with EFT and tapping and any other suggestions you might need as you become conscious that you want to reduce your resistance to truth and love and increase the vibration in the cells of your body, which are very intelligent. That's why we have so many tools. One other tool that is very important is thermography. I'm hoping that Audrey Pearman will call in. She owns a company called Emmanuel's Image, and her specialty is thermograms that help you view the inflammation in the breast in particular. It comes up on a very colorful chart of red and green and yellows. And using thermography in place of mammograms, you get to see what types of inflamed cells you have. And here, I think Audrey is on the line right now. We're going to bring her in. Audrey, are you there?
I'm here, Viata.
Oh, Audrey, I was just introducing you. This is we have Audrey Pearman Frederick on the line. She is the owner of Emmanuel's Image. And Audrey, would you tell our listeners explain thermography and how you believe it is the best preventive aid for breast cancer?
Well, thermography, or also known as thermal imaging, medical thermal imaging, is a method of imaging the breast without radiation. We use an infrared camera to detect the temperature differences on the surfaces of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
What we like to say is that we can see today with thermography what mammography may not be able to see for up to 10 years from now. What the camera is looking for is inflammation. And mm-hmm. I think we know that inflammation is the beginning stages, nearer to the beginning stages of the disease process. And if that inflammation remains in your body and goes undetected, unchecked, unmanaged for a period of time, it will eventually proliferate and progress to the disease state. While it is still in the inflammatory stages, it can be controlled. It can be eradicated by different lifestyle changes. And that's what we at Emmanuel's Image, that's what we aim to do, is help people to find that that inflammation in their body so that they can do the things that are necessary to eradicate it and thereby prevent the actual progression to disease.
And how did you get into this field? It's a really fascinating field to me. And how did you happen to get into it?
Well, Viata, I have spent over half my life in the medical imaging field. I am a full-body ultrasound technologist, and after so many years of practicing ultrasound and leaning over my patients and pushing heavy equipment and all those different things, I began to have musculoskeletal issues, and I needed to find something else to do, and I was graciously introduced to thermography by Jenny Joseph, who is a very well-known, she's a world-renowned midwife, and she told me about it. Yes, and she introduced me to thermography, and it was something that really I was excited from the very beginning, and it was something that I felt very good about being able to offer to people, because now instead of finding the disease with the ultrasound that was already, it was already diseased, and all I could do to help people was to let their physician know what was going on, and, you know, off they went to the OR or to the pharmacy or wherever else they needed to go to get their treatment. Instead of doing that, now I can tell you where the potential for disease is, and if you are proactive in taking care of your health, then you can make the steps, take the steps and make the decisions necessary to change the course of your own health.
Oh, I'm so glad you came on.
Prevention is always better. Prevention is always better than treatment.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, but would you like to give your number? Or Audrey is in the Orlando area, but if you'd like to give your number in case someone wants to get a hold of you and refer someone to you, what's your number?
Absolutely. We can be reached at area code 407-832-5066. 407-832-5066.
I want to thank you, Audrey, for coming on. I know you said you had a patient, and she was kind enough to stop for 5 minutes and give us that information. We appreciate you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having me, Viata. We really appreciate the invitation. And you be well. All your listeners, you be well. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, all we right. only have a minute left, Global Family. Kara, any closing words on the issue of breast and healing and preventing?
Yes, I wanted to, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yes, I wanted to say the word that I picked up from Audrey was proactive. She said, and if you are proactive, then you can change your lifestyle and things can be different. So I want to say the word proactive needs to be taken seriously, and we all need to be proactive in what we're doing so that we can have strong, healthy bodies.
Okay. Thank you so much. Audie, this has gone too fast. We really need an hour show to cover all the information. Have conversations to release the stress with important people in your life. And work on focusing on only today, not yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries. The word, and we want to leave you with the word shalom. Shalom is a Hebrew word. It's a root word that means to be complete, to be happy, to be safe, to be healthy, prosperous, to be whole, to be full, to be restored. All those words are wrapped in the word shalom, because every letter, every Hebrew letter that makes up the word shalom is very powerful. And so we are empowering you to go out there, be proactive, stay aware and conscious that everything going on in your body is for your good, and all you have to do is love it back, love that body. So from Kara and myself, we wish you much shalom.
Shalom, shalom.